Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Neff?
The doctor's visit.
Oh.
The doctor's visit.
That sounds harmless.
I know it does. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Roger, please.
He's not here. May I take a message?
My name is Mark, ma'am. I'm calling from the clinic from Dr. Robert Goodman's
office. Turn that music down. Hold on, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm trying to reach Roger.
He's not here.
Okay, I'm calling from the clinic, from Dr. Robert's office, and I'm trying to get some information to him. Do you know when he'll actually be in?
No, actually, I don't. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. I mean, nothing that can't be handled. We're trying to actually get some information to him so that he can actually come back in for the results.
Okay, well, I don't know when I can. He's supposed to be here now. I'm not sure when I can tell you he's going to be back.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you earlier, ma'am. Who am I actually speaking with?
This is his girlfriend.
And your name is?
Jan.
Jan, okay. So, Jan, you don't have an idea when he'll be back.
No. You're starting to make me kind of get a little concerned, though.
No. Wow. Okay. I tell you what, this is the number that he actually left us to give him a call on his results, and we're not getting an answer. I don't have another number on hand. Do you have a specific time I can actually call back and maybe I'll get him?
You're making my stomach is getting nervous right now. What is the problem?
Well, actually, you know, what it is, ma'am, is Mr. Roger came in for to take a few tests, and he took some tests, and we actually have the results in, and we'd actually really like for him to come back.
I don't know anything about. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't know anything about any tests. He hasn't told me anything about going to a clinic or anything like that.
I see.
So, what kind of tests are you talking about?
Well, I mean, ma'am, I'm really not at liberty to give you any kind of information unless you're actually on the paperwork. So, it's not even something that I can discuss unless the patient has signed off that you are the next of kin or the person that we can actually give the information to. You do understand that, don't you?
I do, and I'm pretty certain. I mean, the way we operate in this household, I'm pretty certain that I'm on the paperwork. So would you please go
ahead? Let me pull up Roger's stuff on computer here, and I'll see what I... Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Now, let me scroll down for next of kin. Okay, I got a Janice.
That is me. I mean, everybody calls me Jan, but that's me, Janice.
Wow. Okay.
Tell me your name again. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Mark. Like I said, I'm the clerk here at Dr. Robert's office. I guess I am at liberty to tell you what's going on.
Please do.
Mr. Roger came in and took some STD test.
STD?
Yes. And I guess at this point, I should just maybe both of you guys should come in.
No. I need you to finish what you were just saying.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, man. What has happened is he's been diagnosed with as well as.
You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
Okay,
I'm not hearing this.
Hang on a second. Do you understand
what that means? Do you understand that he lives in my household? Do you understand that that means that he has been dipping somewhere else? Because I have been not doing anything that would even come close to bringing something to him like that. So it's apparent that this man has been outside of my household and doing what he has no business doing and bring it back in.
I'm not at liberty to make any accusations like that. I cannot say anything like that. All I can say is I'd like for both of you, you know, it'd be good for both of you guys to come in and get treated. This is something treatable. It is curable.
I don't care about it being treatable or curable. What I care about is the fact that he apparently has been somewhere with some trick and brought something back home to my household. That's what I care about.
I do understand that, Ms. Janice. I do. But you have to understand my position and what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to reach out and...
Well, listen, you happen to call my household. You just have to be on the end. You're on the other side of it. I'm sorry you're getting most of it. But I tell you what you need to do is you need to make him an appointment, and I will meet him there. He will be
wait. Wait a minute. I'm sorry?
You need to make him an appointment to come out to take a look at these results you're talking about. And guess who will show up at the door before he gets there? Me.
Since you're the Mexican, wouldn't it be better for you to tell him what's going on since I've explained it to you?
No, this is the plan. You need to give him a call. I'm going to give you a cell phone number.
Yes, ma'am. I have a pen. Okay. I got it. Okay.
You call him and set a 12 noon appointment. Trust me when I tell you, when he walks through that door and sees my face, he will know.
Okay, but Ms. Janet, I'm not trying to create chaos in our clinic.
That's not the purpose of the call.
To let Mr. Roderick know that we need him to come actually into the building.
I could give two about a call. All I know is you make that appointment, I will get there before he gets there, and it's on. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to roll. Do you understand me?
Hey, Ms. Janet, I can't allow any chaos to be going on in the building. I cannot allow that.
Let me tell you something. I don't care. I could care less about what you feel about it and what you can and can't do. I'm not interested.
Miss,
I'm telling you is you called my house.
I'm looking for Mr. Roderick.
You called his soon-to-be wife. Correction, soon-to-not-be wife.
Okay. I got one more thing I do need to tell you, though, Miss Janet.
You know what? I can't deal with another thing. I swear to God, don't tell me anything else.
But I do have a piece of information I need you to...
Just make the appointment. That's all I care about. You make the appointment.
I will make the appointment, but I need you to ask for somebody when you come to the clinic. I need you to ask for one person, and then they will take care of you.
Who do I need to ask for?
Okay, you need to ask for Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because that's who I am. You just got pranked by your husband, Roger.
You know what? Oh, my. Tommy, I listen to you every morning. I said, no. Oh, my goodness. I am so embarrassed. And wait till I see Roger. Tommy.
Are you all right?
Oh, my gosh. I am extreme. I am over. I'm done. I'm done. I can't believe you did that to me.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask.
Okay.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The one I wake up to every morning, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Get a prank or something.
Why did you? Oh, I felt her pain.
What is all this feeling sorry for her for? How was the prank? What did you tell her?
Stupidity. Stupidity at its best. At its best. I'm going to be most stupid. Valentine's weekend, Levity Live Comedy Club. That is in Nyack. That's right, West Nyack, New York. And the nephew is coming. That is February 13th, 14th, and 15th. All right, one show on Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. The nephew is coming to town, and you can see Stupid up close and personal. Ooh, you don't get to see Stupid live that often, so come
like
get it.
Like we
come
do every day.
Yes, but it's different. It's different when I stand up there for an hour, though. It's different. So come get it. Levity Live in Nyack. I've never been to West Nyack. I ain't been to East or North or South Nyack. But, hey, the nephew is coming. Levity Live Comedy Club. Tickets on sale right now. You're looking somewhere to take your girlfriend for Valentine's weekend. If you're looking somewhere to take your man, if you want to go do a girl's thing, come hang out with the nephew. Levity Live, Nyack, New York. Tickets are on sale right now. All right? There you go, Tommy.
Yeah. Don't get up there and embarrass us, okay?
I'm going to be stupid from the moment I hit the stage.
You've never been there before. Just, you know.
Why would I go up there and give them a different representation? Why would I do that?
False advertisement, Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would I go up there and act like I got of. Some sense? Yeah. Sense don't make money.
I'd be a genius. Why would I be a genius?
Right. Sense don't
all right,
make
nephew.
Money.
Thank you. All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.